Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The beauty of being in the manufacturing and distribution space is that you have a lot of options to choose from when it comes to ERP technologies. You have your tier one options like your SAPs and Oracles of the world. We also have a lot of tier two options that are highly focused on manufacturing and distribution. And Epicor Kinetic is one of those systems that fits that latter category of focusing on manufacturing and distribution. So what I want to do today is provide an independent review of the pros and cons of leveraging Epicor Kinetic for your manufacturing and distribution organization. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world on their digital transformation journeys. And Epicor Kinetic is the new name for the Epicor ERP product suite. You may have been familiar in the past with Epicor 9 or Epicor 10, or just the Epicor name in general, but Kinetic is the new name of their flagship product that focuses on the manufacturing and distribution space. And just as a bit of background, I grew up in the manufacturing space, and early in my career, I was doing a lot of work with mid-sized manufacturing organizations. So Epicor is a product that I've been very familiar with over the last 10 to 15 years. And the product and the company itself has gone through a lot of evolutions and ups and downs and sort of ebbs and flows over time, just like a lot of ERP vendors out there. And so what I want to talk about today is, where is Epicor today and how does Kinetic fit into your potential ERP roadmap? The first thing to recognize about Epicor Kinetic is that it is a product that focuses very heavily on manufacturing and distribution, especially if you're any sort of make-to-order or complex manufacturer of complex products. So when you think about what your needs are as a manufacturing and distribution company, you've got things like MRP, or material resource planning. You need to know that the ERP system that you're deploying can handle MRP well. You also want to know that demand planning is included within that, bills of materials and routing and all those things that tie together your manufacturing and distribution operations. And the good thing with Epicor Kinetic, and probably its biggest strength, is that it does those things. It handles manufacturing very well. And like I said before, in particular, if you're a complex make-to-order or an engineer-to-order manufacturer, this tends to be where Epicor shines. So the reason they're so good at it, or the product is so good at make-to-order and engineer-to-order capabilities, is because it has a strong product configurator. In fact, I remember 10 or 15 years ago when I was first learning about and we first started implementing Epicor for clients, realizing that Epicor has the product configurator in a way that a lot of other ERP systems don't. Even for a lot of manufacturing ERP systems out there, a lot of them don't have that product configuration capabilities. And if you don't know what product configuration is or a product configurator, that is what really ties together everything from your sales and estimation process all the way through the actual manufacturing of those complex make-to-order products. So in other words, when you have a sales rep or a customer service rep that's taking an order or giving a bid to a potential customer, they need to know that they can configure the product that they're selling to their end customers. And you need to know that you can set up those business rules within the system to manage what you can and can't do as far as putting together your materials and sub-assemblies into your finished product. So that product configurator is probably the biggest strength that Epicor Kinetic provides. And that's an area you really want to hone in on as you're evaluating Epicor against other systems in the marketplace. One of the big dilemmas with ERP systems in general is that there's a trade-off or a decision that needs to be made oftentimes between the big rigid ERP systems out there and those smaller systems that are more flexible, almost to a fault, in that it becomes harder to drive any sort of standardization because the systems are almost too flexible. So one of the emerging trends in the ERP space in general is this whole concept of low-code or no-code customization or configuration. And really what that means is that you're changing and personalizing and almost customizing the technology, but you're not messing with the source code and you're not running that risk of potentially breaking the technology in the way it was meant to be built. And Epicor is becoming somewhat of a pioneer in that whole low-code or no-code concept and mindset, which can really provide a way to get the best of both worlds. On one hand, you have standard processes and workflows that allow you to scale, But on the other hand, you have these low code and no code capabilities to be able to tweak or modify the software without necessarily having to change the source code and create a bunch of problems with upgrades and maintenance and just general usability going forward. So if that's something that's appealing to you, then Epicor Kinetic can be a great product for you going forward.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So in addition to the product itself, one of the considerations for any sort of ERP evaluation is what kind of implementation partner options do you have out there in the marketplace? So when you're evaluating Epicor or any other ERP system, you want to understand who are the value-added resellers or those implementation partners or system integrators that can support the product and help you on the technical implementation of the system. And you want to understand and feel comfortable that there's a good ecosystem of providers out there. Now, I'll be honest, Epicor, I feel like it is somewhat of a mixed bag. Historically, if I go back 10 to 15 years, they had a fairly robust ecosystem, a lot of different implementation partners and VARs out there helping resell and implement the software. But somewhere along the way, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, they went through a number of changes as an organization through private equity ownership and changing ownership over time to where they became almost exclusively focused on the product itself at the expense of building out the ecosystem and the implementation partnership. So there was a rocky road there for a while where the ecosystem just wasn't very well supported, and Epicor themselves weren't focusing as much on the services or the implementation side as they had in the past. That is changing in recent years, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about vendor viability here in just a moment, so stick around for that. But in general, that's something you want to make sure that you're evaluating, not just the technology itself and understanding if that's the right fit for you, but also making sure that you feel comfortable that you're finding a good implementation partner or a technical partner for you. And if you are looking for potential Epicor partners, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to share some of our notes and experiences with working with some of the different VARs out there in the marketplace. Because Epicor is focused so exclusively on manufacturing and distribution, Kinetic can provide a certain amount of cost and value that you're just not going to get with other systems. And the reason for that is because you're not having to buy functionalities and modules that are outside the realm of what you need. For example, if you were to go buy an SAP S/4HANA or an Oracle ERP Cloud or Microsoft Dynamics 365, you're going to be buying a lot of stuff that you may not need because they have a lot of capabilities outside of manufacturing and distribution. So in terms of ROI and the high value areas of your manufacturing operations, we find that Epicor customers do tend to realize a high amount of value relative to other systems in the marketplace. We also find that the implementation cost itself can be a bit lower because you're not dealing with the complexities of all these different modules that don't apply to you as an organization. So when it comes to cost and value, Epicor rates very highly, and we find that that's a positive strength of the product and the company itself. Now, when you're evaluating a big established ERP vendor like an SAP, Oracle, Microsoft, one of the big names in the industry, you don't necessarily worry that much about vendor viability, or most organizations don't. But when you're dealing with a smaller or a second tier ERP vendor like an Epicor, you have to think about how viable is this company as well as how viable is the product itself. And this is an important consideration for Epicor because 5 or 7 years ago, I would have rated the vendor viability of the company fairly low. In fact, that was something that we had seen declining in the years, you know, probably the early 2010s. We saw that starting to decline and sort of bottomed out a few years ago to where, you know, we were concerned about the viability of the product itself and the company itself. Now, there's a few layers of vendor viability. What do I mean by that? What were those concerns that we had? Well, I mentioned before the implementation partners and the ecosystem that's being built to support the product. That was something that was healthy 15 years ago, but 5 or 8 years ago, not so healthy. that's something that's starting to turn the corner. And I think Epicor with new leadership is starting to focus more on building out that ecosystem and building more robust options within the marketplace. There's also the financial viability you have to think about. Many years ago, Epicor had a huge amount of debt, had a lot of financial concerns on their balance sheet, and it really made you wonder or question, is this company going to be around for a while, or are they going to be an acquisition target for a big ERP vendor to come in and take over and cut all their customers off the legacy product to switch them over to the new parent company's product? That's not as much of a concern anymore, partly because, again, new leadership that has been installed in the last couple of years really seems to be setting them in the right direction financially to where we don't share those same financial concerns that we may have had a few years ago. And then the final layer that's worth thinking about is the leadership team, as I've mentioned a couple times. And you want to know and understand how strong is that leadership team, what's their vision, and do you feel confident that they're going to take the company and the product itself to where you want to go as an organization in the future. And having gotten to know some of the new leadership within the Epicor organization, I feel comfortable now today because these are a lot of people that I've known through other organizations, other ERP vendors, larger ERP vendors in many cases, that they've acquired or brought onto the leadership team at Epicor. So they have a very strong leadership team, and I could not have said that 5 or 8 years ago. So that does seem to be another consideration with vendor viability. So I'd say overall, vendor viability is on the up and up. It's an increasing, improving area, but it's still something that they're making up lost time for if you look back a few years ago and where they were just not too long ago. Now, so far with the product itself, I've focused on the functional strengths and some of the things to consider that are strong within the capabilities of the technology. But just like any ERP system out there, Epicor Kinetic has its weaknesses as well. And I'd say the biggest one to think about is if you're a manufacturing distribution organization, but you also highly value other parts of your operations like CRM or human capital management or HR, those are two examples of areas that Epicor is not as strong as other ERP systems in the marketplace. So the way to think about this is, are you looking for an ERP system that does manufacturing and distribution really well, and then other parts of your operations just okay? Or are you looking for something that's very strong in manufacturing and distribution, as well as very strong in HR and very strong in CRM and very strong in product lifecycle management and some of those other outlying areas of ERP technologies? And if your sole focus or your number one priority is hands down manufacturing operations, then Epicor Kinetic is absolutely a good consideration for you. Now, if you're a larger organization, a diverse organization, you have operations outside of manufacturing and distribution, or if you have a high emphasis or high priority on human capital management or CRM, you may want to look at other systems out there that also do those things better than Epicor Kinetic. So I hope this has provided you an overview of some of the strengths and weaknesses and considerations as it relates to Epicor Kinetic. I encourage you to check out some of the downloads that I've included in the links below, including our annual digital transformation report, which includes rankings and ratings of all different types of ERP systems in different industries, including manufacturing and distribution. And in that report, we talk about Epicor, among other systems. So if you're looking for independent, objective advice on the types of systems available to you or best practices in terms of how to implement and how to choose and move forward with your ERP strategy, then I'd say check out that download, among others, below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.